Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the bush. I hope you're feeling alive and well today, and that your confidence in the Lord is huge. Well, let me ask you a question about that. Do you really trust God? Well, it's easy to say that we trust God, but do we? It's pretty easy to trust Him for our eternity, but do we trust Him with our daily lives? Do we trust Him with our daily decision-making? Do we trust Him when we want to do something that He says is not best for us to do? Well, think about it. In those times, will we trust Him? Well, today we're going to look into the Psalms. And in the Psalms, we can find a trust in God that is powerful and admirable. First off, the 23rd Psalm, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, and because of that, I shall not want. Can you sense His confidence? Psalms 121, verses 1 through 3. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. David's trust is clear. He says, my help comes from the Lord. And he knew it, and he wasn't afraid to say it. Now, go with me to another one of David's songs, and that's Psalms 91. And we're going to look at the whole chapter. And I think we're going to find some of the amazing benefits of trusting God. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for the break in the weather to where we can get this recorded. Father, now we just give this time to you. Thank you for the people that are watching. Father, I pray that you will bless them and encourage them and challenge them today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 91, the whole chapter. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Now listen to this, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. And because of that, verse 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. And because He has set His love upon me, notice a change in voice, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The confidence is all over this. And all I can say, this is amazing stuff. But there's a question that keeps popping into my mind. Does this apply to all Christians? Well, we know some of it applies to Jesus Christ, but there's an awful lot of it that we can apply in our lives. So does this apply to all Christians? Well, listen, I'm not going to try to draw a line between the haves and the have-nots. But for me, I'm going to talk about me and perhaps you. I want to find all that God has for me, and I want to do what I can do or what I must do to experience the overwhelming protection of God in my life. Well, is there anyone else here with me on this? Now let's dig into these verses a little bit deeper, and I think we'll discover a recurring theme. Verse number one, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the very first verse, we find an important item for us to put this into action. He who dwells in the secret place. To me, this looks like an action verb, and it suggests that there is something that we can choose to do. Will we choose to enter in to that secret place? And if we do choose that, we'll abide in the shadow of the Almighty. For me, that's what I want. Verse number two, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In my God, in him, I will trust. Another action verb. So, we must choose to trust God for ourselves. This might be hard in our culture. Because you see, our culture is all about me, 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 and it's what I think or what I want. But you see, David is suggesting this is all about trusting God. It's not about me, it's about him and what he wants. Well, how are we going with that? Look at verses 9 and 10. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Did you catch it? Another action verb. You have made. That's a choice. That's something that we must do. Sounds an awful lot like what Jesus said in John 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. But it is if you abide in me. So will we abide in Christ? Will we trust God? As for me, I'm all in. I want to trust God. I want to abide in Christ. How about you? Well, there's something else that I want to show you as we move forward in this chapter. Now look at verse number 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. This sounds like almost like something that you would see on YouTube, that God will place his angels around you. Well, let me tell you a story. One time, Julie and I and another couple were up in the mountains with my old 1980 pickup truck with three shift on the column. We had our bikes in the back, and it was getting late on Sunday afternoon. We wanted to get back for church services on Sunday night. So I was kind of hurriedly going down 411 Highway, which is a little bit of a curvy highway. And then we rounded a curve, and right in front of us was a car that was parked dead still. I slammed on the brakes, and I knew we're not going to stop. And then I think probably all of us just closed our eyes, and I pushed the brake. All of a sudden, no jolting, no sliding tires. Even the bikes in the back didn't slide. And we all looked at each other. What just happened? Well, it defies our reasoning. But I think God placed an angel there that when we were in trouble, that God caught us and kept us from crashing. Listen, don't tell me that God doesn't place his angels around us, because I know they're there. And perhaps you've experienced that too. So folks, God will give his angels charge around us. And according to the Bible, sometimes we entertain angels and we don't even know it. So again, let me say, I want all of the protection that God has for me to overlook my family and me. I will choose to place myself completely in his hand. I will trust God for his protection. How about you? Toward the end of the psalm, there was a change in voice, and it's almost like God has something specific he wants to say. Verses 14 through 16, because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. May I paraphrase? Because you have loved me, I will deliver you. Because you have known my name, I will lift you up. When you call on me, I will answer. When your life gets hard, I will deliver you with honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's just like a message from Almighty God. Is there more? Could there possibly be more that we want? So let's make it as clear as possible. If we choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, he will protect us under the shadow of his wings. The analogy is clear. If you will trust in him rather than yourself, then he will be our refuge and fortress. The devil is not strong enough to break into that fortress that God will place around us. And if we choose to make the Lord's Most High our refuge, our dwelling place, no evil shall befall me or grab me. And if I choose to love God with all that is in me and become very, very familiar with his name, then when I call on him, he will answer. When I'm facing trouble, he will deliver me. So, how about you? As you can well see, there are still some important choices that Christians can make about placing ourselves into the protecting hand of God. We've got to trust him and trust him completely. Well, I think Peter gives us a New Testament view of what we've been looking at today, and that's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Peter writes, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. You see, that's our choice. That he may exalt you in due time. That's his choice. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That's the promise, folks. Let's place ourselves in the caring hands of God. So my question for you today is this. What will you do? Based on what we've talked about, what will you now do? Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this wonderful passage of Scripture. Use it for your glory to comfort and challenge your people. In Jesus' name, amen.